Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of my improv series. I'm recording these at the same time, so I haven't named the series yet. So by the time they're posted, they'll have a name, but this is episode 2. So we'll figure out the name later. So if you're just joining us, if you haven't listened to the first episode, I'll briefly explain the concept here. I have two decks of cards. They are tarot cards, but I'm using them for a completely different premise. One is a love letter deck that has nice little lovey sayings, love letter type sayings on it. And the other is a sexual deck that has obviously sexy things on it. And as an improv exercise, I am drawing one card from each deck, and then I am making an improv on the fly with these cards based on what they say. And the idea is to incorporate what the cards say into the improv after basing the improv idea on them. So the way this will be released is I will be putting out the finished edited audio, but I'll also be releasing this, so the drawing of the cards, the process, the unedited raw audio as sort of a behind the scenes piece, and that'll be the piece of the series. There'll also be a photo of the cards so you can see what I drew, and yeah, it's pretty much just an acting exercise, and I'm just sharing a little bit of my process. So I'm shuffling the first deck. This is the love letters deck. So let's see what we get. The first one was really fun. I was kind of happy with how it turned out because, you know, sometimes these ideas have to be like fleshed out a little bit more. You know, you get a random idea and you got to kind of plan it out. And sometimes you just kind of hit record and see what the hell happens. Well, that was that. I saw what the hell happened. It took me a couple minutes to come up with something. And then as soon as I did, I just flew. So let's see what this does. So I have my deck and I'm going to pick. So there we go. Hear it? All right. It wasn't you, it was me. Why do I feel like I'm getting breakup themed stuff? Because the last one was like a breakup theme too. All right, what's the sexy one? Let's shuffle this deck. All right, let's see if we get something really kinky here, because there are some quite kinky ones in here. All right. It's the exact same one as last time. I want you for breakfast. I'm going to leave that out and choose again because I don't really want to do the same one twice. Because that would literally be the same fucking audio. All right, let's draw this again. I miss you, sex, and I miss you is in quotations. Well, that is kind of the perfect little like tie-in, isn't it? All right. So I'll get the picture here. Let's take that. Let's make sure they're straight. There we go. Okay. That's that. So just to recap, the love letter card says, it wasn't you, it was me. And the sex card is quote unquote, I miss you, sex. So let's try to come up with something half-ass interesting that comes from that isn't totally cliche and boring. Because, I mean, the obvious is kind of jumping out here. Ooh, I just had an idea. All right, so I think I'm going to spin it a little differently this time. Instead of those being what leads to the main event, right? So a couple talking about their breakup and then having sex because they miss each other, that's kind of boring. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to start with her talking to her current boyfriend, whatever, about talking to her ex and the conversation, which then leads to stuff. All right, let's give this a shot. So let's do room noise, and there will be a snap, so watch your ears if you've got headphones in. Room noise. Good. Okay. Here we go. And that will be that one. Not bad. Not quite the thought that you would have from those cards, but I think it worked. All right. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this one. I don't know who we is, but I will see you next time.